Greetings, my friends, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How many of you have heard of Babylon Mystery? How many of you have heard of the Mark of the Beast? I venture to say that most of you probably have, but do you also know what those terminologies mean? What do they represent? What do they stand for? Now, I have been confronted recently with all kinds of speculations as to what these things mean. People are saying that the Mark of the Beast has to do with an electronic chip which is placed under the skins of people, and only those who have that chip are allowed to buy and to sell. And when it comes to Babylon Mystery, which of course is described in the book of Revelation chapter 17 as a woman, a fallen woman riding a scarlet-colored beast, they say, oh, that's the state of Israel, or that's the United States of America, or they even say that this is Islam. But my friends, none of these ideas are true. None of these ideas are correct, and I hope that you haven't been swayed by some of these concepts, because they are not what the Bible says. They are not what history reveals. Let's go back to, first of all, explaining the mark of the beast. Now, in Revelation 13, there's another beast explained. John sees in a vision another beast. That beast in Revelation 13 is not the same beast, necessarily, which is described in Revelation 17. For one thing, the beast in Revelation 13 is not ridden by a woman. It's not called a scarlet-colored beast. But the heads are identified. Now, that beast in Revelation 13 has seven heads and ten horns, as the beast in Revelation 17 does have seven heads and ten horns. But the meaning is different. In Revelation 13, the beast is described as looking like a bear and a lion and a leopard. And you have to go back to the book of Daniel to see what's meant by that. Because you see, in the book of Daniel, Daniel sees in visions animals, beasts. And one beast looks like a lion. Another beast looks like a leopard, but it has four heads. Another beast looks like a bear. And in the book of Daniel, those beasts are described as world-ruling empires. The lion standing for Babylon. The bear standing for the Medo-Persian Empire. The leopard with the four heads stands for the Greco-Macedonian Empire under Alexander the Great. But when Alexander died, the four generals took over power and authority over the empire. And then you have the fourth beast also mentioned in the book of Daniel with ten horns. And every Bible commentary tells you that this is the Roman Empire, because you see, historically, the Roman Empire replaced and swallowed up, if you please, the Greco-Macedonian Empire. Now, if you go now to the beast in Revelation 13, which has all those elements combined, you know that what John is seeing there is the Roman Empire, which had swallowed up all the previous empires. But you see, that Roman Empire also had ten horns. And we find out that the ten horns designate ten revivals of the Roman Empire. That Roman Empire would exist until the return of Jesus Christ. But the ancient Roman Empire fell. It got a deadly wound. It fell, but it was revived. The deadly wound was healed, as you read in Revelation 13. And so you find that it was revived, but the first three revivals were not those embracing the Roman Catholic religion. These were barbarian tribes. They had another religion. And you find in the book of Daniel a reference to a little horn, which would pluck out those three horns, those three first revivals. And then it would impose on the rest of those seven revivals its religion. And we find that this little horn is a horn which will intend to change laws and times. Or you might say God's laws about holy times. And that is historically what has happened. The Roman Catholic Church has replaced the weekly Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset with Sunday, a day worshiping a sun god, a pagan sun god. It has replaced God's annual holy days with pagan holidays, such as Christmas or Easter, which have nothing to do with the true worship of Jesus Christ and God the Father. Historically, people who were unwilling to accept that change, who would not want to work on the Sabbath, would receive persecution. Those people who accepted that change, these are the ones who received the mark of the beast. See, it's being taken on your right hand and on your forehead. See, with your forehead you think, and with your right hand you work. And those who accepted that mark, they were willing to work on the Sabbath, and of course they didn't work on Sunday. But laws were enacted saying that if you Judaize, if you accept the weekly Sabbath, and if you refuse to work on that day, you will be anathema of Christ. You will be persecuted. You will be condemned. You are no longer part of the church, and then those people would be turned over to the civil authorities. And you can imagine what the civil authorities did do to those people. You see, my friends, the Bible also says that God's true people who are willing to keep his laws also have a sign on their foreheads and on their right hands. It is a sign identifying them as the people of God. And this sign is also identified as keeping the Sabbath and the holy days. God says in the Old Testament to ancient Israel, this will be a sign if you keep my Sabbath. But you see, those who accept the mark of the beast, they have rejected God's sign, and they have embraced man's mark. But God is very angry about that, and he says that those who have that mark, God will pour out his wrath on those people when he returns. Going now to Revelation chapter 17. We find that the woman is riding seven heads of the beast. See, the seven last resurrections. You see, the Roman Catholic Church, which is identified by that woman, it never had anything to do with the first three revivals of the Roman Empire. You see, the mystery Babylon, that fallen woman in Revelation 17, is identified. It's identified as a city, a great big city, ruling over others, the nations, but it's also built on seven hills. Now you tell me what great city there is which is built on seven hills. What religious city? Because you see, in the Bible, a woman is many times referred to as a church. You see, the church of God is referred to as the virgin. But then you have a counterfeit church, and that is referred to as a fallen woman because it has fallen away from true Christianity. Again, historically speaking, Justinian combined East and West Rome at the time, and after that you had suddenly a collaboration between church and state. You remember Charlemagne, Charles the Great. He was crowned by a pope and became the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Why holy? Because now you had a collaboration between church and state. And then you had Otto the Great, who was also crowned by a pope, and he became the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. And so you had seven revivals. The last one is coming to existence now as we speak. And in the book of Revelation, we find that there are going to be 10 nations, those 10 horns of that beast, and they will rule together at the time of Christ's return, but they will give their power and their authority to the beast, that charismatic leader, that military leader. And then they will fight against Christ when he returns, because they are going to be deceived, thinking that Christ may be the Antichrist, because he is the one who still insists that you have to keep the Sabbath, that you have to keep the holy days, that you have to keep God's laws. And they had been told all of this has been done away with. You see how all of this fits together. Rather than being deceived by wrong interpretations and wrong ideas as to what the mark of the beast is, as to what Babylon the Great is in the book of Revelation 17, let's have the Bible interpret the Bible. Now, we have prepared several booklets which explains this in more detail. One booklet is called Europe and Prophecy. Another one is called The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. And then we have a book, actually, a commentary on the mystery of the book of Revelation. Do yourself a favor and read and study those books with understanding. If you really want to know the truth, if you don't want to be swayed by wrong ideas, study our literature. It's free for the asking. It's also posted on our websites. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to know what the Bible really says about these things? Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.